Got it, Rex.
G'day, bro. How you going?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, good. Your twist kit, will it fit a G3770 in there?
G3770?
Yeah.
It'll probably have to get modded to suit the V-band.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. But how does it look? Does it stick right up, or can I sort of... I just don't want to get pulled over by the coppers, yeah?
Oh, it's going to be obvious.
You can't sort of... What's the biggest turbo you can get in there that you can sort of hide?
Oh, they're all going to be obvious, because they're sitting on an angle, so you're going to see the thing straight away.
Yeah, right. Okay, and what...
website, there should be some photos to show you what it looks like.
Yeah. What turbo's in the photos?
Probably a 35R, I'd say.
Yeah, righto. Okay, and what about stock location? How much power can I make with a built motor?
Stock location, you can probably grab yourself something like a Blausch Dom 2.5 and make, 360 kilowatts.
Yeah, righto. It's not bad, is it? Fast?
Yeah, that's on a stock location. So, obviously, we've upgraded the headers, external gate, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But we've made it up to 400 on a stock location turbo.
Have you used the 770, the G30?
Yeah, we've used pretty much anything you can think of.
So what did you end up getting out of the 770 with a full system and built motor and everything?
I couldn't tell you exactly. I'd say it's somewhere between 360 to 400.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it'd be the same window anyway.
Yeah, right. All right, done. All right, mate, River, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.